From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama has ordered U.S. flags to be flown at half-staff in memory of the victims of the worst mass shooting in the nation's history. Mr. Obama declared it an act of terrorism and said the FBI is leading the investigation.
In the face of hate and violence, we will love one another. We will not give in to fear or turn against each other. Instead, we will stand united as Americans to protect our people and defend our nation and to take action against those who threaten us.
50 people are dead, 53 wounded. Authorities identified the shooter as 29-year-old Omar Siddiqui Mateen, an American born to Afghan parents. Orlando City Commissioner Patty Sheehan spoke to reporters.
We're going to show what the good heart of humanity is, not the bad, horrible part of it is. And you cannot get your message across by killing people. You're nothing but thugs and murderers. And we will show you that we are a better community and a better America than this.
Shooter Mateen's ex-wife described him as mentally unstable and ill. A bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of Beirut, Lebanon, Sunday, severely damaging one of the country's largest banks. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Beirut's Daily Star newspaper quoted a source as saying the bomb weighed about 5 kilograms. An Iraqi general says troops seeking to recapture the Islamic State stronghold of Fallujah have opened a safe corridor that humanitarian workers say has allowed some 4,000 residents to flee the city in the past day. The escape route secured Saturday was hailed by the Norwegian Refugee Council, whose overwhelmed workers struggled to provide services. This is VOA News.